Welcome to Conrad's Corner. I have guests from time to time to interview, and my guest today is Judy Johnson from Yellow Springs. Hi, Judy.
Hello, Conrad. Thank you for having me.
And usually we talk about poetry and poets, and I wondered, do you have a ready definition of poetry? What does the word poetry mean to you?
I think for me, poetry is about the language. Poetry is using language, obviously using the stereotypical, if you will, poetic devices, metaphor, simile, onomatopoeia, using language in a way we don't when we speak or when we write a speech or when we're writing an editorial to the newspaper. We're trying to use language beautifully.
And that's how it differs from prose.
In my mind, yes.
Yes, prose has all those figures of speech and beauty as well.
Yes, but they're not so conscious, and they're not so pared down. Poetry is really pared down language, and often relying on an image or images to get across a point, trying to create pictures.
And then we could go on to the word poet. What is a poet?
Somebody who's really, really drunk on language.
Okay. And do you get drunk on language?
Yes, all the time.
That's good.
Sometimes even reading prose. I've been reading Thomas Cahill's Hinges of History series, and sometimes I just have to stop because the language, he uses language beautifully. He's Irish, you know, and he uses the language beautifully.
Do you consider yourself a poet?
I am a poet. I do more in prose than I do in poetry, but I do pay attention to words and I pay attention to images, and I'm trying to make sense out of what I see and what I experience using language.
I think you have any poet has a love of language, and I think that's a trait that you share from what I've read of your writings.
Yes, thank you.
And I would also appreciate your reading one of your writings.
This is one of a set of poems I wrote some years ago, but it was pivotal for me. It's called Knife Girl. What I like best is knowing that the audience has collectively stopped breathing as he pulls back his arm, hesitates, adding drama to the act, steadying the knife in his hand. Sure, it's ego. All those people caring whether I'm scratched or come out just fine, smile and long blonde hair intact. They don't know how little danger there is. Most of these guys started as teenagers. A blade slips into a boot so easily. And after school contests are skilled competitions when earth becomes sheath for steel. Compared to the real performance, it's the work alone, together, that's exciting. I stand against the board, motionless, while he practices a new twist of the wrist. I keep my mind blank of possible horrors, maimed, disfigured, dead. I've learned not to watch, to focus attention on a spot on the wall, the buttons of his jacket. I started as a teenager, too. Looking for a safe risk in a middle-class life, afraid of drunken football stars in roomy backs of old Chevys. I got my kicks staring at the sideshow acts, the brave and beautiful ones standing so still, so close to death. For me now, the risk, chance, slight possibility. Tonight his concentration will break. Tonight I'll move the merest half inch, and the audience will get a different kind of thrill.
That's a scary one, Judy.
It is scary, and it's not my usual style.
Yeah, and but you're not a blonde.
No.
And you're not a girl.
No, not anymore.
is this a true poem?
Yes, it's a true poem in that there was a man speaking to me, and his words felt like knives, and I was wounded across the room by what he was saying. And I thought about what it would be like to literalize that if I were really a knife girl, if they were really throwing knives at me. And I've always felt that I owe that man a great deal because this became a more honest poem. It's not sweet. It's not pretty. It's about, you're killing me here.
And you had me fooled also. It's the power of the imagination and the power of words, because that was so vivid. I thought you must have been there, at least I wondered. And it's an amazing combination of the imagination and a very real experience for you.
Thank you.
You have other poems that are a combination of your imagination and the real world in which we live?
Yes, I do. I have one here called Leaving Ohio, which I did for 7 years, but basically I've spent my entire life in Ohio. And this one came from looking at an advertisement I saw for a reading at the 92nd Street Y. Galway Cannell was going to be there, and I think he's a marvelous poet. And so I started thinking about leaving Ohio. I imagine myself living in New York City, queuing up for last-minute Broadway seats, deciding between a Galway Cannell reading at the 92nd Street Y or a Bergman Film Fest, finding the best bagel shop. I cope with the subway, no more panic attacks, pass the panhandlers and the homeless without qualms, face the crazies with my own blank face, made up to cover deficiencies, highlight beauty. I buy heels again, wear only black, send my aging flesh to the gym, adopt a dog to walk in Central Park. My writing grows edgier, grittier, funnier, matching the city's tempo, losing the lackadaisical rhythms of corn country. One day, I notice Nora Ephron ahead of me waiting to buy a bagel. I slip my manuscript into her oversized bag, unnoticed.
It's called verisimilitude. You have
yes.
The... I like the effect of truth, even though it's truth of the imagination. You have this one about dreams. Again, it's probably a mixture of dreams and reality, or imagination and reality.
Yes, it is, actually. Lost and found dreams tucked into a forgotten corner of my attic mind. Midlife, spring cleaning, I poke around the debris, holding up the impossible, the highly improbable. Ballerina, horse trainer, orphanage director, journalist, wife, college professor, Gal Friday in an urban high-rise, single mom, priest, each signaling a different era, person. Woman I am today smiles indulgently as if looking at old Betsy McCall paper dolls, beloved jointed bear missing an eye, my Shirley Temple doll, one of Barbie's colorful high heels. I remember Sundays after church, my father would stop at a rundown store on Arlington Street to pick up a racing form, and I realize this is Derby Day in Louisville. I smile and head for the newsstand. It's not too late to place a bet.
And do you bet on the Derby?
I have never played the ponies.
Okay. Would you care to say how much of these are true to life journalists?
None of them.
None of them?
Oh. No, these are all things that at one point I wanted to be or do. And actually, I have never done any of them. I've come close to college professor. I was a high school teacher, and I've done some teaching at the college level, but I've never been a college professor.
But you have been all of these things in the world of poetry.
I have been, which is the beautiful thing about poetry.
It is indeed. And I think you are a wonderful poet with very vivid imagination and a lot of experience.
Thank you. I've been working on it since fourth grade.
Thank you, Judy Johnson.